Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began yesterday, Simen Shin Pei Beis. And in the Mechaber part of Sif Aleph, he taught us a halacha that by a non-Jewish person dwelling in a chotzer with at least two Jewish people, bittel alone doesn't help. The Akum is not allowed to be mevatel as rishus to them. That's not going to help. However, he is allowed to rent his rishus to them, and this way, the Erev Chatzeros that is set up by the Jewish people is now allowed to work. That's where we left off yesterday with the conclusion of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. We begin with the Ramah and the very top line of Resh Nun Omud Aleph. And the Ramah tells us, Hagah, Yisrael Shehiskir Ohishil Beso Leino Yehudi. Eino osur lav. If a Jewish person goes and rents or lends his house to a non-Jewish person, that non-Jewish person who's now renting or is living in a borrowed house in that courtyard, so he doesn't ruin the Eruv Chatzeros that all the Jewish people have set up over there, even though he didn't officially rent them back the rights to the usage of the courtyard. If the non-Jewish person lived over there, we learned in the beginning of this sif, the Jewish people living there would have to rent from him his rights in order for them to be able to make an Erev Chatzeros in that courtyard. But here, where the non-Jewish person has rented or borrowed the house from the Jewish person, the non-Jewish person does not ruin it for them. Eino oser olav. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur HaMascho, Eino oser olav says, Upashut olav davka olav eino ser. It's not only for that one person that he rented it from, he doesn't ruin it for, but everybody else. Elagam alacherim hadorim shom eino oser. He doesn't ruin it for anybody over there, because it wouldn't make any sense to say he just didn't ruin it for that guy. Because if he ruins it only for the other people and not that guy, that doesn't help anybody, then unless he rents out his rights back to them, then he would ruin it for everybody. And the Chafetz Chaim over here says, therefore, it's poshut that the Acherim also over here aren't ruined for them, not only for this one person, but it's not ruined for anybody. In any event, the Ramah continues, and he says, the reason why the non-Jewish person who's a renter over here doesn't have to go back and re-rent his rights to all the Jewish people to allow them to make an Erev Chatzeros is obvious. He says, the lo hiskir, o hishil, lo beso, kidei sheyetzer lav, because he brings that from the Magid Mishnah, that the Jewish person rented it or lent it to this non-Jewish person, he did so with basically the tacit understanding that he's not renting it to him in order for that guy to be able to ruin the Erev Chatzeros for everybody. So it's as if he's not fully renting that person's rights in the yard, and therefore he's only renting the rights for the person in the house, and therefore they don't have to go back and re-rent from this Eino Yehudi the rights to the yard. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Zayin, in the classic Sefer Avodas HaKodesh that the Rashba wrote, he brings another reason besides over here, the Lohiski or Hishul Abeso Kadesh Yasulov, that they didn't rent it to him on the understanding that he would ruin it for them. He obviously rented it on the understanding that he didn't ruin it for them. So the Rashba brings another reason. Shein Darko Shal Yisrael Lahaskir Lahashu Liakum Bayis Bechotzer Shu Shari Besocha. He says this is an unusual situation over here for a Jewish person to rent to a non-Jewish person an apartment in their dwelling area in the Jewish neighborhood. And therefore, since it's an unusual thing, Dover Lo Shriach Lo Gazru Chachamim Bedover Shein Omotzu. The rabbis would not go there in general in situations that were not highly prevalent. If it's a dover she'eino motzi, it's not likely to occur, so the rabbis were not making gezeiros. So therefore, in this situation, the Rashba gives a second reason why this doesn't require the non-Jewish person to re-rent, so to say, his rights back to them, because it's just an unusual setting. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that both of these two reasons, Chasam Sofer, he brings down that the Rashba's reason and the reason that the Ramah mentioned are both complementary to each other. Both are needed. Ayin Shom and Dershu footnote number 18 for why that is so. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, Ayin the Bir Agro, look in the Vilna Gaon, and this situation here, Bekan, Ula El, Besimin Shin Ayin, as well as later on in Simin Shin Ayin, Shadaito Dafko Beshehistne Hamaskir or Hamasho Shechol Asalko, the whole Shor Shirtze. He says this tacit understanding that the non-Jewish person doesn't have to go and rent back his rights to the Jewish people is only in a situation where the Jewish person who rented it to him in the first place has the right to remove him from this area whenever he wants to. However, if the Jewish person has given him a full rights over here and he can't just kick him out, he has a lease, and he can't just kick him out anytime he wants, then the Vilna Gaon holds Bevadai Osur Lav, that in fact the non-Jewish person would be like any other non-Jewish person that lives there and ruins it for all the Jewish people to make an Erev Chatzeros, unless they specifically go and rent those rights, and they'd have to go re-rent back, so to say, from the non-Jewish person the rights that they previously had in the yard. And The Mishnah Berurah adds further, "V'ayin masherachtem b'zeh b'simin shin pei dalet nibir halacha." There is this greater discussion over there in Simin Shin Pei Dalet about this. We can see a little bit of this in Dershu footnote number 19, where the Vilna Gaon is brought down that the Vilna Gaon's understanding over here that this only applies in a situation where the Jewish person has the right to remove him from this locale if he wishes to do so. Then you don't have to re-rent back the rights of the non-Jewish person. This explains a stira in Shulchan Aruch and Ayin in Dershu footnote number 19 to see how the Vilna Gaon's interpretation goes and reconciles a seeming stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish says he's not so sure that this is correct. Again, a detailed discussion can be found in Dershu footnote number 19. The Ramon now continues and he writes, Abol im habayis shel eino Yehudi, if in fact the house was owned by a non-Jewish person, usicharo Yisrael mimenu, and the Jewish person now rents him the rights to use that house for Shabbos or for that week or that month, so the Jewish person now is the owner over there by rental agreement. However, the Eino Yehudi Dor Bebayis Imo, but there is another cheder that the non-Jewish person retained for himself. So in this situation, Ain Schiris Habayis Moel Le'inyon Schiris Erev. He brings out from the Yarzerua that in this situation, the Ramos says, you don't automatically have a tacit understanding that in addition to renting out to the Jewish person that bias that he rented out, that he's also renting out his rights. But they'd have to make a separate rental agreement. They have to do a separate schira with a non-Jewish person for the non-Jewish person's rights in that chatzar in order that they should be able to make an erev chatzeros amongst the Jewish people. It's not automatically assumed that when he rented it out, he also rented out his rights as well. Why is this not so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Ches. We're talking here, Pirish, the low name of the schiris atzorech le'inyan heter tilto nichla b'schiris abayis. We don't say when the non-Jewish person rented to the Jewish person, he not only rented him the house, but he also rented him the rights. Why not? We might have thought, Mishum de Umdenor de Muchachu, we might have said that it seems to be obvious, Shalos Sochamimeno Abayis, Adaiti Shi also Taltu Bishabbos, that when the Jewish person rented the house, it would have been with a tacit understanding that he's not going to allow the non Jewish person to still ruin it for them, so Mistama, he rented from him not only the apartment, the house there, but also the rights of the non Jewish person. And therefore, one might have thought, Velo Yitzarech to Liskor Harshus Me'akum, that this is already included and they wouldn't have to make a separate rental from the Akum for the Akum's rights. Therefore, the Chiddush over here of the Ramah from the Or Zeruah is Komash Malon, the Lo Amrinan Hach. We don't say this. Rak B'maski, we only say it the other way around. When you're renting to the guy, you never rented out that right. And therefore, you don't have to re-rent it back from the guy. V'lo B'socher, but not when it's the other way around. Not when the guy is the one that's renting the apartment. And therefore, L'hochi Tzorech Liskor Mimenu Rishuso. And therefore, in this situation, when the non-Jewish person rented to the Jewish person, but retained rights for himself in the yard, in another apartment that he has over there, they have to still go and rent the rights of the non-Jewish person in order to be able to make an Erev Chatzeros over there for Shabbos, caring for all the Jewish people. Dershu footnote number 20 brings down the reasoning over here, the two reasons. He says that Tom, why this over here doesn't work when the non-Jewish person is renting out the apartment and retains something for himself. He brings down number one from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shechazal tiknu schiras, the rabbis instituted this whole concept that you have to rent from the non-Jewish person, kidei sheyikshe be'enei Yisrael luschor me'anochri, in order to make it less desirable that they would go and rent places from anochri. And therefore, they wouldn't live together with anochrim and they wouldn't learn from them. And now, imnati b'chol schiras dira, if we allow any rental, that this doesn't have to take effect, so then Yisrael lo yotzei misham, it's not going to lead us to not want to live with them because there's no downside, so to say, to living with them, and we could learn from their ways. That's the first teretz of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The second explanation for the Chazon Ish is as follows. Shebeschirus le'erev, when you're renting from the non-Jewish person to allow you to have the erev chatzeros for the Jewish people work, tzorech liskor zichus hishtamshush b'chelek hanochri shebechotzer. You have to have the rights of the non-Jewish person in the chotzer. And therefore you have to have a share in what the nochri has left behind for himself. Therefore the sale or the rental to the Jewish person doesn't impact what the nochri leaves behind. And therefore, l'chein tzarech schiris miyuchedes, you need a separate schiris for that right. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Tess, and he explains, therefore, in this Eino Yehudi that leaves behind some of the apartment still for him to use, he rented out part of the house to the Jewish person, leaves behind the cheder or a house for himself, wrote Salomar Hanochri Maskir, the Nochri who rented it out is also still going to be over there, therefore, he ruins it, unless you make a separate rental for him. Sivkot and Yud, Babayis Imo, since he's living over there, Umayri Sheishlo Akum Cheder Miuchad, he has his own separate place over there. If he was just saying, I'm staying over here as a yes, but it's totally yours. So then, lo gora mischiro ulikuto shelo akum. For the tzorach lusko reshusa, then this would not be different than anybody else that has a pile or a worker of some sort working over there, and they wouldn't ruin it for you as well. And Ayin in Sif Tezvav, Masha Kosav Nusham, we'll learn about this later on in the Siman in Sif Tezvav. Now the Ramah continues and he writes, Yisrael Shehishil O Hiskir Bayis L'Chaveiro B'Malkim Shedarim Einu Yehudim. If a Jewish person either lends or rents out his house to another Jewish person in a place where there is a non-Jewish person over there, so Afa Pishishishlo Tvisis Bayis Lo Mahani, even though the Jewish person who rented his apartment to another Jewish person over here, so now one could say he still has the rights to go in that apartment, so it should still be viewed halachically as if there's only one Jew over here, and when there's one Jew and one Nochri, then the rabbis didn't institute this requirement to rent from the Nochri the rights. Nevertheless, that will not work over here. We do view this halachically as if there are two Jews over here. Utsrich Liskor Me'enu Yehudi, he brings out from the Beis Yosef, says, Motsosi Kosov, he founds those that say it, that is the halach over here, then in this situation we view them as two separate Jews, and therefore they would have to go and be koneh from the Nochri his rights. They have to rent from him his rights in that courtyard in order for their Eruv Chatzeros to work. Even though on their own, if there was only the two of them, they wouldn't need an Eruv Chatzeros, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Yud Aleph. Rotsu Lomar, Shisrael Yeshlo Shnei Batim Chatzer She'eno Yehudi Dor Ba. The original setting was, there's one Jew living over there and he has two houses, and there's one guy living over there. So in that situation, you don't need to be maskir, you don't have to rent from the non-Jewish person his rights. V'hu Dor B'vayis Echod V'ashniyah Hiskeli Sholache. Now, he's living in one of the houses and he rents his other house out to another Jewish person, the Eishlo B'bayis Etzvisas Yad. He still retains rights in that house. For example, Dainu Shehishir Bokelim She'enon Nitolim B'Shabbos. He left behind some utensils that are muktzah, they can't be moved on Shabbos, they're too heavy, or they're muktzah, and therefore, Umach Mazeh Ein Tzrichim La'ari B'neim. If they were the only two people living over there, they would not have to make an Erev Chatzeros, because the person he's renting it to is somewhat subordinate to him, and it's considered like there's only one Jewish person over there. K'moshin Esbar B'Simin Shin Ayin, as we have already learned. But the Chiddush over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, is Komash Balon. The Ramah is telling us, Da'afilu Hochi Einam Chashuvim Kichad, in Halacha over here, in regards to the Nachri, they're not considered like one. Utsrichim Liskor Meya Akum, and they are considered like two, and they have to rent from the Akum if they want over here to be able to carry. The issue footnote number 22 explains that the reasoning is, Shekivim Sheyesraelim Dor Mishnei Batim, since the Jewish people are living in two separate houses, the Nachri is going to be afraid of them, and therefore they're not going to be concerned about staying there alone with the Nachri in that courtyard. And now it becomes a normal thing, a regular thing, that Jewish people will live like this in this fashion, and that's why Chazal set up this takon in the first place. And therefore, in this situation as well, they were going to have to be socha from the Nochri, his rights, if they want to carry over there. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says, the Tvisas Yad, lo odif mim eruv b'neim. This Tvisas Yad over here is no different than if they made an Erev Chatzeros between them. She'eno mo'ol kozman shelo socha min akum, which will not work if they didn't acquire the rights, rent the rights from the Akram, Kamosha Kosavim Sivkot and Dalit, as we have already learned. However, he says, Ayin the Bir Halacha, Masha Kosavim Zeh. There is a whole discussion over here in the Bir Halacha, which we can see in Dibra Amaschel, Afal Pishayesh Bo Tvisa, where he brings down that the Vilna Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon is Tomeya on this din over here. He says, the Mikol Mokom, Halo Sov Sov. The bottom line is that Ain Osrim Zal Zeh, Ayideh Tvisas Yad, Belishon Erev. He says, wait a second. They don't need over here in Erev Chatzeros. They don't need to go rent for the non Jewish person. Uklalu, Dukosh Ain Osrim Zal Zeh. If they don't ruin it for each other, Lo Tzrichach Chamun Skor. So since these two Yidden over here don't ruin it for each other, because we say that the person that rented his house to the other Jewish person still has Tvisas Yad over there, so they don't need an Erev Chatzeros, so why would they need to have over here a Schira from the Akum? He said the Vilna Gaon is puzzled by this. The Sefer Maimon Mordechai, as well as the Atzi Almugim, are likewise puzzled by this. V'nisharu b'tzorchin, and they left over here, they don't understand this. However, he brings down from the Sefer Damesek Eliezer that he's been miyashiv over here, the Ramah, to a certain extent, Ayin Sham. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "In bitlu ha'Yisraelim rishusum liyachod mehem." If you have Jewish people living over here with a non-Jewish person, so the Jewish people would need to go and rent the rights, because they're multiple Jewish people, and they need to rent the rights from the non-Jewish person in order to make an Erev Chatzeros. So somebody comes up with a bright idea. I'll just have all the Jewish people over here be mevatel to one Jewish person, and that will be like halachically like one Jewish person living with one non-Jewish person, and we don't have to acquire the rights from the non-Jewish person. So the Mechaber tells us that doesn't work. In bitlu ha'Yisraelim mishusim liyachad mihem kidei sheyachoshev ki yichidi etzel ein yehudi. You have five Jewish people living over there. Four of them are mevatel to the other one Jewish person over there. So now they want to suggest it's one Jewish person versus one non-Jewish person, and therefore they don't have to be socha the rights from him. Ein amol. That doesn't work. The Mechaber tells us that's a false idea. That will not work. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis, Shia Koponim, Hu Mutul Lataltav, Him Yusurin. Okay, so how did they benefit themselves? They didn't. But at least that one Jewish person that they were Mavata to, he can carry from his house into the courtyard, and he doesn't have to be Socha from the non-Jewish person. Ukemoshin is Bor Le'el, Simon Shinpei, as we've already learned. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot Yud Gimel, it will not work. Ain't a moel. Because the Imkain Bidalto Torah's Erev Me'osa Mavui. In this situation, you have essentially removed any need to ever have a Erev in this Mavui over here, which is not the intention what the rabbis wanted. Shari Lo Yitzdarch Luskor Klal. In this situation, where they're all Mavatal to him, they'll never ever have to go and rent from this non-Jewish person. V'yuchlu Tom Levato. They're going to do this every single week. V'yishachach Torah's Erev. They're going to forget the whole din of Erev over here, and therefore the rabbi said it doesn't work. Now, why in this situation will they forget the din of Erev? So Dirshu footnote number 26 brings down that in this situation, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz brings down, Shebechol Mokom Erev Odif Mibitul. In general, an Erev is better than Bitul because it allows all the people to go and carry, not only the one person that they were Mavatul to. Kivin Shadeh Erev, Kulam Yicholim Lataltel, by the Bitul Lo, but by a Bitul, only one person. But therefore, Ein Choshim Tishishkach Toros Erev in general by the din of Bitul. But here, it's different. You have a non-Jewish person living over here. He doesn't want to go and rent his place out, so they'd never be able to make an Erev Chatzeros. It wouldn't ever help them. And therefore, if we allow this Bittul to work over here, then in fact, you would forget Torah's Erev totally, because the non-Jewish person has no intention of ever giving you his rights, and therefore, they would only be able to do this by totally giving up the din of Erev, and therefore, the rabbis weren't happy about that. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Im ein lo eino Yehudi drisas regel al Yisraelim eino oser. The only time that the non-Jewish person living in this courtyard over here has a right to ruin it for you if he also has drisas regel into the courtyard. For example, Kigom, shtei chatzeros, let's say you have two adjacent chatzeros, apsucha zulazu, they have a connection in between them, either a window or a passageway in between these two chatzeros. On the left side, you have two Jews living, and on the right side, you have one Jew and one Goy living. So on the left side, they need to make an Erev chatzeros amongst the Jewish people, and on the right side, the Jewish person does not have to make an Erev chatzeros because he's only living with one Goy. The Ein Lehem Drisas Regels Elzeh, and they don't have the rights to go one into the other. This courtyard doesn't have the right to go into that courtyard automatically, but they do have a window or a door in between them. And on the, let's say, the right side, you have the one Jew and the one non-Jew living. And on the other side, on the left side, you have two more Jews living over there. So now, you want to go and transfer something from the house on the left courtyard with the many Jews into the courtyard on the right with the only one Jew and one guy living over there. So the Mechaber tells us, Machnisim Mutzim Mechotzer Zu Lechotzer Zu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to even take from your house into the Chotzer, assuming everything is totally enclosed over here, and you go from your house into the Chotzer that you made an Erev Chatzeros on, and then carry it through the window or the doorway into the other Chotzer and vice versa. Derech Halon Shebeneim via the window in between them, Vein Tzrichim Liskor Me'en Yehudi. In this situation, we still view it as only one Jew and one non-Jew living in the right Chotzer, and therefore you don't need to make a sale, a schira from the non-Jewish person for his rights, and even though now there are multiple Jews theoretically using this area through the window, that doesn't ruin it. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yudalit, the Chalon or Bepesach, you either have a window or a doorway over here connecting them, and the issue footnote number 27 brings down. However, if the door over here was totally breached or was more than 10 amos, then it's considered like one courtyard, as we've already learned previously. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tezvav tells us, the Hainu She'enam Zul Lifnimizu. When he says that they don't have Drisus Regal, it means that it's not an inner versus an outer one. It's a left versus a right courtyard, and one can get out to the Mavui or to Rosh Hashanah via another exit. They each open up into the Mavi separately, so therefore there is no automatic connection between them called the Drisas Rega. Sivkot Tezayin, Machnisin Mosim Mechotzer Zu, Rotzolomad, this the Mishnah Berurah tells us that Kalim Sheshavsu Bebateim, the people in the left courtyard, the multiple Jews, they have Kalim in their houses, they're allowed to bring them not only into their courtyard where they made an Erev Chatzeros, but even into the adjacent courtyard through this window or Pesach. Obviously, we're talking about what they did make an Erev Chatzeros in the left courtyard. Because otherwise, they couldn't carry from their houses into the courtyard. And they would go Sivkot Yudzayin Derech Halon. Even if it's less than 10 Tvachim, as long as it's 4x4 Tvachim in width and height. Or if there was a doorway in between them, Motziim Derech HaPesach, they can go through the doorway. Sivkot Yudches, Shebeneim, that's in between them. Lotziim Yechatzir Lachatzir Akum Derech HaMavi. The Mishnah Berurah explains over here, if they wish to go via the Mavi into the other Chatz, and assuming that Mavi was appropriately enclosed with a Lechi or Korah, then it would be dependent on the following. If the Mavi only had one Chatzar of Yisrael, then it would be permissible, Mutter. But if there were two Chatzaros over there, Osir, Shari Akum, Osir, Aleim, as a Mavi, actually Yisru Men, because there the Akum would ruin the Mavi for them, Kidemur, Lakam, and Sif, and Shin, Sai, the Aleph, Sif, Aleph. We still have one more Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif, Kot, and Yotes, but we've run out of time, so Mitzvah Shem, we will do this tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's Shir.